Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you becoming the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. In today's episode, we're really going to try and kill two evil birds with one stone. Those evil birds are, you know, in the bedroom, you just go soft. The whole game is on. I mean, the octagon, was it the bell? You know, the ref has said, yes, you know, fight's on. Game's on, man. And it just won't stand up to meet the occasion. Or it sort of does, but just not enough. Not fully. Oh, there it is. Oh, no, there it's going back again. That, I will lead with my own hand energetically up, has been a long part of my sexual relating in marriage, or struggle to sexually relate in marriage. Big, long, juicy childhood backstory of sexual shame growing up, etc., etc., etc. And sexual shame and trauma, you know, it affects the nervous system, and it sets down within the nervous system certain protective patterns that don't allow performance years later. And they all make a load of tons of sense, and you can go to sexual therapy, and you can know, you know, you can do a ton of work to understand the psychological reasons, why your nervous system does that or does not do that, blah, 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 blah. In today's session, we're going to kill, hopefully, that one evil bird with one stone. But the other evil bird, and I'm playfully calling it evil bird, it's actually these manifestations within our nervous system are just perfect expressions of where we're at and where our nervous system has been. However, you know, if we can play with our nervous system in a certain way to allow a more direct conscious control in how our nervous system arouses our genitals to give us more mastery in the moments of deep intimacy with our partner, with our queen, man, that's a good game to be playing. The other evil bird, as I playfully am calling it, is the, you know, it's your issue is not softness. It's hard. Super party hard, boom, you know, way too soon, the explosion happens. It ain't softness, it's like rock hard, but like so hard, so pumped, so excited, so wanting to party that, boom. And yeah, of course, it sort of goes soft immediately afterwards. So, you know, it's finding that middle ground in many senses. Some of you, maybe, will have more predominant past or experience where, hey, the whole thing of going soft can be an issue. Some of you will be more resonant with the latter part, which is the, yeah, it's like softness is not really the issue, but it's like hard and so pumped and so excited that it's like ejaculating early can be a major issue for you. And then maybe some of you are in between that. Some nights, softness, and some nights, ejaculating too quick, or like... And then there could be some tantra masters out there amongst all that could, you know, send me in an email and teach me much better shit to be to be talking about. And send me that email. I'm always wanting to learn. What I do know is, like, talking with most guys, you know, when you get, like, really deep, intimate, honest, no bullshit. There's no bullshit sort of lone wolfing, I've got my shit sort of facade, and guys just get fucking real. I don't know one guy that doesn't have, you know, some bit of, yeah, it happens at times, and there can be this stress and struggle, and hey, so there's going to be a lot of you listening in. A lot of you listening in. And if you've resonated with the title, you know, there's going to be juice juice of great value for you here. One of the major things I want, like, within the culture of Be the Husband She Brags About, as we extend the Heroic Husbands men's circles, and guys really getting into the cultural awareness, is breathwork is one of the most potent tools available to you, to us all individually and collectively, to start mastering our nervous system. And when you can master your nervous system is your mind, and your mind creates your lived reality. We're talking here within the lived reality of in marriage with your queen and being able to navigate that. And within today's episode, it's how you can use your breath to, you know, consciously control your nervous system, and then your nervous system gives you, you know, whatever gentle excitement, arousal, experience, which gives you more pleasure and more satisfaction, knowing that you're in control. There's that masculine part. We like being empowered to know we can strategically bring a sense of control and mastery to the moment, and also being able to pleasure your queen. I mean, we're in this game. I mean, be the husband she brags about. She's not going to be bragging so much about you. There can be plenty of compassion and understanding and all of this type of stuff, which is beautiful and very, very necessary in a healthy, harmonious, loving relationship. If you're going soft or if you're exploding way too much. But there's going to be a yearning for her. She's definitely going to be wanting you to at least stay curious to learning new strategies, new ways, if they're made available to you. And this episode is going into the practicalities. There's tons of sexual functions of breath during sex. Like, you go into tantra teachings, I mean, it's all about breath. There's tons of stuff here, but there's two major sexual functions of breath during sex relevant to this episode. And the two sexual functions of breath are reception of energy and release of energy. Reception of energy and release of energy. Just slow down. I really want you to get this locked in. This is like the number one hack that has supported the rejuvenation of my sexual connection with my queen. Like the marriage breakdown, breakthrough sort of moment that we had a few years ago. It wasn't all about sex, but like, boy, that was just like a once a month type experience where it was like, yeah, just way too much tension happens. I wasn't leading that at all. Didn't have the confidence because actually just going soft, what I used to call erectile dysfunction, blah, blah, blah. I won't go into the whole philosophical reasons why I wouldn't say that, but to give that going soft, ultimately. So it was like very far from being a satisfactory experience. Whereas now it's like we have scheduled lovemaking twice a week, and hey, in a very full schedule and life, other spontaneous moments pepper in as well. So it's definitely a massive turnaround for ourselves in our own lived experience of it. And this one hack has been up there amongst maybe the top three simple, black and white, strategic, my rational mind can fucking get it and I can strategically use it without like a ton of like, without 5 years of tantric practice and training to get a result. I like that sort of stuff, and I know every single one of you listening in wants to get some black and white tools. This is one of them. But the distinction between your inhale and the exhale, I really want you to listen up and lock in on this. Your inhale opens to receiving of energy into your body. You know, if you think about it, it's like, I don't know, it's like first thing in the morning. We can naturally do it at times. You know, like you go to a beach and it's like sort of a, well, if you're in Ireland, it's going to be fucking probably cold and windy. But like you go to a beach and you're getting, you know, the ocean or the sea air and like the salt air sort of bashing off your face, like in a very invigorating experience. You know, the tendency is naturally you'll just take a big, deep breath in. There'll be this like slowing down and emphasizing the inhalation. You know, you breathe in that beautiful, invigorating ocean air, or on a mountain top, or there's these moments when the inhalation is really naturally happening. It's like you'd have never been told Oh, you know, when you're in this moment and you're in front of the beach, take a big emphasized breath in. You don't do that, you know, well, not consciously unless you've done lots of breath work, but you do it naturally anyway. And look at the flip side of that. So the inhale opens to receiving of energy into your body and touch base. Like, do you resonate with that sort of experience of the beach or the mountaintop or a deeply inspirational moment where, you know, you've naturally, and you've done that probably many times, had this big, beautiful emphasis of inhalation. And the other part of the breath is the exhale, obviously. And the exhale releases energy from the body. Think about the most common example, and you know, working men, we get so caught up in our heads during the day. So many guys experience overwhelm with meeting the working needs, the never-ending list of family needs, of you know, the ecosystem of your family. You can love every single person there, but that can get really overwhelming to keep on top of everything and still getting more and more feedback and more things put in your list. Have you ever had moments when naturally you just let out a big sigh? It's just like, oh, you know, your nervous system naturally sighs. And it's a release of energy from the body. There's all of this pent up mental tension and stress and angst, and there could be resentment, and there could be, and it's like, ah, oh. The nervous system naturally triggers this beautiful, long, energy releasing sigh. Can you resonate with those experiences? Again, I've spoken with guys in group and one on one. Every guy can go, yeah, actually, I can remember moments both using the inhale to receive energy into the body and exhale, the sigh type example. Okay, so just this is about becoming consciously competent, going, okay, inhale brings energy, amps the energy up in the body. Cool. Exhale releases energy. What has this got to do with your amazing sacred kidney fuck energy, as you know, exhibited and manifested through your cock during lovemaking? Well, let's talk about the first half, and we'll talk about the two sides of it. We'll talk about the stoking the flame in your cock first. If you're more resonant with my predominant story, where it's like, oh Jesus, cock going soft, and just that pressure of like, man, why is this? What the fuck? Come on, get going, dude. I had a ton of inner critic sort of before I recognized that there was something I could actually do, like focusing on breath work. There was a ton of inner critic shit going on, and I felt like a ton of pressure and shame that I couldn't get hard, and I felt there was nothing I could do about it, and there was the pressure of performance anxiety. It's fucking horrible, horrible experience. A lot of guys in conversation are having this part of the conversation. There's anxiety the other reason as well. But so inhalation feeds energy down your front and to your cock. And men like myself, in the past, and with those protective patterns set down in my nervous system, men who have a difficulty getting or maintaining an erection, very often they're weak inhalers. And when you're weak in the inhalation pattern of your breathing, and like, you know, if you're a weak inhaler, like, guys, we're breathing all the time. And this is the thing with breath work is we have patterns in our nervous system. It's like our nervous system setup is really, you can judge a nervous system setup and an inner world experience by tuning into somebody's breath pattern. The predominant emotional charge that was set down in your nervous system from, you know, formative years, like by the time you're 8, 9, you can really get what that emotional set point is by the breath pattern. So if you have a breath pattern then, and that's just how you breathe, you know, quote unquote, oh, well, that's just how I breathe. Like we would very often say, well, that's just who I am. You know, I'm a rational minded guy. It's like we sort of relate with ourselves, our personality, who we think we are. Like it's a shoe size. I mean, your feet don't get any bigger, any smaller, like when you're an adult. It's pretty fucking traumatic if they do. bad sign if your foot all of a sudden gets smaller or bigger. Anyway, outside of that stupidly irrelevant point of on foot size, we can change and consciously manipulate in a beautiful, empowering way, by getting in our breath work and consciously setting down a new pattern. But tons of patterning in my nervous system had me that it was like I was weak, a weak inhaler. I was exhaling too much. It's actually tapped into a lot of an asthma pattern within me. So what happens is with a weak inhale, the inhale is quite superficial. It's quite up high up in the chest. And your belly never opens and becomes alive. You know, when you can breathe down deep, you can even try and do this now if it's sort of situationally appropriate and you can sort of relax into it. Try and breathe down to your belly. So breathe into the chest, and then expand your belly. And even go, and this is part of the practice here, is to breathe down, expanding, inhale down the front of your body, expanding your belly, and expanding. And see if you can do it to the point where there's a pressure pushing into your genital area. So you're breathing all the way down, in through nose, down chest, expanding belly, and putting that light bit of pressure down in your genital area. If you're like me in the beginning, because of that pattern, long-term pattern of weak inhalation, I found it quite difficult in the beginning to get the downward pressure feel in my genital area. It took practice, took a while to get there, to go, ah, okay. So it's like the nervous system just wasn't allowing me to breathe down deep. Hence, there was this energetic flow issue that because my breath energy wasn't going down there and my nervous system wasn't soft and flowing in and around the tummy area, and then just the energy wasn't flowing around my genital area during making love. And hence, hey, my nervous system, as expressed through my cock, hard or not, was sort of saying, it's like, yeah, it's like we're working on very limited energy supply here. We can semi do it, we can do it, oh, we can do it for a couple of minutes, and no, we're back soft. A couple of minutes back soft. No, we're just soft. And then there was some inexplicable moments when, hey, it's like the party was on, but I didn't know what was the variables I was playing with, and what made the difference on days when I, like, so-called got it right and it was super hard. Breath work, breath work, breath work. The focus here is to practice making sure your inhalations are full and deep. So no matter about if it's a predominant pattern for you like me, or hey, you're in that sort of an in-between, and you have sometimes it's absolutely perfect, other times it explodes too soon, and other times it's soft. In a moment when your cock is soft and you're just wanting to, hey, you just want to stoke those fires a little bit in masterful, artful, you know, sexual intimate practice, in that moment, the practice is inhaling down the front of your body, expanding your belly and breathing down and feeling that pressure pushing into your genital areas. The practice is like, just make sure your inhalations are full and deep. You put the emphasis on the inhalation. With practice, again, don't be pretending like the first lesson in guitar to nail the Jimi Hendrix thing, and if you don't nail that, the your favorite Jimi Hendrix riff, you fucking smash the guitar and go, oh, fuck it, I'm useless, I'm no good. Or you can turn against me and go, that's sucking bullshit, Mark, blah blah blah. Cool. You're just like an impetuous, like, 5-year-old doing your first guitar lesson. Cut out all of that, like, inner child sort of rebellious bullshit. It's an art, it's a practice. I know in the beginning when I started doing it first, I felt the effect of it. It took me a while to get, like, really slow and deep into it, and I did start doing breath work training outside of the bedroom, whereas, like, even in the warm up, we had Taylor Johnson on there a few months ago, and he was talking about, like, the warm up section, the pre love making. Like, what are you doing in the 10, 15, 20 minutes beforehand? And one could even argue, like, the window of foreplay is from the, you know, the last minute of lovemaking in your previous lovemaking session, that's when the foreplay begins. So, like, but definitely there can be an outside of the bedroom practice brought into this. What you put in, you will get out. The other side is preventing the quick burn. Like my image here is like, do you know when you strike a match? I'm assuming culturally, but it could be one of those things. I hope you know what I mean by a match, like a match that starts a fire, or a match at like old style. You strike the box, flame comes. I don't know. States and Canada, sometimes we can have this like a wheelie bin. The Irish dudes and the English dudes understand what we're talking about. Trash can is what you guys would say. The beautiful cultural changes. So a match. You know, you strike a match, and if you hold it in a certain way where the flame is sort of pointing down towards the ground, it burns up super quick. You're trying to prevent that quick burn. You know, you really want you want your cock energy to remain sort of with a maintained sense of control, that it doesn't burn out too quick, that it's not like. And I've had those moments. The funny thing is, the more I practice and gain control of the softness, and it's like, oh, okay, it's like it's super hard. Like I was feeling like I'm on fire here, man. It's like, oh, you're so masterful. Like, look at you. And I actually went the far side. I was like, oh, whoops. You know, you're mastering like it getting hard. Like, you overcooked it, Mark. It was wonderful. It was a good complaint after many years of like. Not being able to get there, but I overcooked it, almost literally. So, preventing the quick burn, you shift, you've got it. It's the exhalation, because remember, exhaling releases energy from the body. So if you've got that experience where the cock is super hard and you're super tensed up, you know, the exhalation is where you would need to put the emphasis on. Men who sort of tend to be hyper energetic, they're up and at it, and sexually speaking, the habit is to go for frequent and superficial orgasms. They tend to be weak exhalers. Again, this is like a subconscious pattern set down in the nervous system from early childhood, when, hey, you weren't thinking of sexual relating, and you might never have thought that there's a whole breath work, breath pattern, breathing pattern connection with how, you know, your nervous system and how your sexual performance shows up. There's a massive connection. So in all of this, guys, in any deep growth investigation and deep masculine feminine intimacy, it's just hacked the shame off it. There's way too much bullshit put out there about like not performing in the bedroom, and like what it means to be a man, and like, oh, like all of this type shit. Like we end up, again, one-on-one, I had like massive shame in not being able to get a hard on, or feeling that I couldn't get a hard on, or couldn't have any control. And I've met plenty of guys that is like the polar opposite. They're like, man, just like exploding my load like way too soon, too often, and like, you know, the levels of shame they feel in themselves, that it's not manly. Guys, we've grown up in a profoundly sick society. Nobody ever taught us any of this. I mean, the main teachers of porn have been like porn actors, which is just total unrealistic bullshit. It's the worst of the worst of the worst, and you don't know what pharmaceutical things they're using to do that. And like, there's different tricks of the trade that they use to. So it's like you just don't want to be learning. But like, a ton of us have a lot of shame as a result of this. Cut the shame out. Cut the inner critic. There's no need to beat the shit out of yourself. There's a solution here, which is really good. With that sort of a struggle to postpone ejaculation, the practice is allow your exhalations to be long, slow, and full. As you exhale, it's like you let yourself go and surrender yourself more deeply into the moment, more deeply, like in just softening into that connection with your queen. You're surrendering to the love of the moment. You know, that sort of hyper energetic tension and hardness that can come in the body. The weak exhalation is is like this trauma pattern of I'm not going to surrender or soften around anybody. It can be like, psychosomatic is like it's like a fuck you to the world. It's like I'm not like I'm just keeping tension there because maybe you were bullied or abused or hurt by people growing up. So it's like I'm keeping this super mad tension, and I will never allow myself sigh and exhale. And exhalation is parasympathetic access, by the way. Inhalation triggers sympathetic access. Fight, flight gets the energy going. Exhalation, if you exhale twice as much as the inhale, it triggers that parasympathetic nervous system, which is like rest and digest. Again, it's a releasing of the energy, which if you're like hyper engaged cock about to explode and you just want to calm things down so you can prolong the love making experience and pleasure for yourself and for your queen, it's an amazing way to just shunt that. So that's it, guys. Like it's pretty black and white. It's, as I say, this has been and continues to be one of the simplest and most common conscious sexual relating tools that I use. And I say it as a tool, but it's this skill or tool that I can access in the moment if I feel what just, if my setup hasn't been fully right, or there's moments of getting into my body after, like, a long day, a lot of shit happening in the day, and it supports me artfully navigating with what my nervous system is doing, and as a result of where my nervous system and breathing is at, where my cock is at, and where my body is at with my queen and relating in that moment. This just gives me this sort of a black and white of, oh, okay, cool, I'm going to emphasize inhalations, I'm going to deepen the inhalation, I'm going to bring it down, expand belly, feel that pressure down there, and after a few moments, my cock is there to play ball, like it's there to it's there to have fun. The natural part of your nervous system just needs the support in getting the full nervous system working together. Breathing down, emphasis on inhalation, stokes the flames. And if the flames are burning too much and that match is going to burn out way too quick, well, I won't say the match is going to burn out way too quick. We'll keep a little bit of laddish humor on this. If your massive like log is going to burn out too quick, never. Jesus, how dare I compare your incredible manhood to a matchstick? Never. If your log is about to burn out way too quick, exhalation. Emphasize the exhalation. So, in summary, you want to increase genital arousal. Emphasize deeper inhalations. If you want to decrease genital arousal and last a bit longer, or much, much longer, emphasize longer exhalations. Amazing, incredible kingly brothers and heroic husbands around the planet. I just have so much honoring of you, so much love for you, so much acceptance for you. I honor the game that you play as being one of the most important leaders on this planet. Never before in the history of humanity, by my perspective, has how us husbands individually and collectively, how we are showing up individually and collectively, there's never been a more important time historically for the future of humanity, and so much depends on our levels to get consciously aware and accessing and remembering and reconnecting with the limitless power that we have at the core of our being. Yes, this episode is about tapping into that nervous system, limitless energy and powerful power to bring some sexual joy and pleasure and experience that, and like reconnect with your like the empowered strategic nature that you can bring that to making love with your beautiful queen, and the beautiful pleasure and the connection that that can bring between both of you, and you deserve that. But in the bigger sense, it's like showing up slowly but surely, revealing, remembering just how fucking awesomely powerful You are, you always have been. You are as powerful as any man that has ever been before, any man that is alive now, and any man that ever will exist in the future of humanity moving forward. You are that powerful. The game here on a bi-weekly basis is tapping in and remembering, reconnecting with that power, unapologetically bringing that sacred kingly fuck energy. We'll use those words coming into landing, bringing that sacred kingly fuck energy into your bedroom, into your beautiful, deep, intimate relationship, and from there going out into the world as the unfuckwittable, confident king that you are. As always, in alignment with the mantra of our movement, better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day. And before you go, kingly brothers, I'm so happy to let you know that Heroic Husbands Men's Circles waiting list is now live. Online meetings supporting you up level to hero husband status. Go from fearing your best will never be good enough to becoming the competent and confident husband she brags about. Save years of needless guesswork and confidence eroding disconnection. Click on the link in the podcast description to take your first simple step to becoming the marriage-transforming hero of your relationship. Check it out now.